This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Big changes could be on the horizon in the next few years for how you digest your NFL content. This from ProFootballTalk.com. The NFL's looming development of a full-blown Sunday morning international package has something that Netflix, given their global footprint, would be interested. But apparently Netflix is thinking bigger than the lower-profile, smaller audience slate. The streamer's chief content officer, whose name is Bella Baharia, told Matt Baloney of Puck that the company is interested in bidding on the NFL's Sunday afternoon games.
Wow.
They don't want the random like games from Munich and London and wherever else they're going to be broadcast from.
They want what CBS and Fox has.
They want the Sunday afternoon games that currently belong to CBS and Fox.
Apparently, the CBS and Fox deal goes through 2033, but the NFL can snap that deal 4 years prior. So in 2029, they can negotiate a new deal.
I don't have a problem with it. I have Netflix. Most people have Netflix.
Yeah.
If they put the games on Netflix, the only thing that sucks is if you do want to change the channel, it takes a few seconds. To move off of Netflix.
It doesn't suck for us.
That's a very first world problem.
It sucks for the people who don't have Netflix. And you know the Netflix number is going to go up.
Absolutely. But
right,
I mean,
right now,
who doesn't have Netflix it's already 2025?
Yeah. Netflix is already starting to go up.
Yeah,
It's getting very expensive to have Netflix.
But just imagine
What is it? What are we paying?
It's close to $30.
We're paying $30 a month for that?
Yeah.
I remember it was 16, 17 bucks a month.
95% of the content is crap that you put on the background. They might have a handful of shows that come out yearly that are worthy of binging and watching and everything.
Yeah.
And you're paying $30 a month for crap.
I still remember being such a dinosaur that
I thought it was for movies.
I would get Netflix DVDs. I think we all probably at one point got Netflix DVDs and send them back. Like their early business model.
Yeah.
And look what they've grown into.
I mentioned our good friend Paulie to Jess over the weekend.
Yeah.
And she said, "Does Paulie still do the movie thing?" I was like, "No."
DVDs?
He was sending us DVDs.
I mean, that was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe more.
I watch a few of them.
That's why we called him Paulie Flick.
Full Swing I watch, which is the profile on the tour.
I guess PJ I watched
tour.
That.
Breakpoint was the tennis documentary. Also, focusing on certain pros. Those are cool. But a lot of these shows, Cobra Kai, I watched the first two seasons. I'm not going to watch this one, probably. Mm-hmm.
I watched it over the weekend.
The Night Agent apparently is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched that yet.
On a side note, Jason, I have to apologize to you.
Yeah.
Because for years, I've been doing this on your recommendation.
You're sleeping?
On
probably Narcos.
Then this weekend, I awoke from my slumber. And I watched the first episode of Lioness on Paramount Plus.
It's fantastic.
And the first episode, at least, was a 17 out of 10.
It's good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's right up my alley. And I've been Rip Van Winkle for years.
You're going to be hooked on that show.
I'm already hooked after one episode.
Yeah, it's excellent.
I'm going to have my daughter catch up, and we're going to watch it going forward.
The acting is absurd. It's so good.
Have you caught up on Paradise yet? Because you liked Paradise.
No, I'm stalled
but then you
on
said
that.
You were waiting because your daughter has to catch up with
my
you.
My daughter's got like grad school. Like she actually has like real stuff going on. So yeah, I'm stalled on after one episode of Paradise
because it's silly. Hopefully
it's good.
You watch more than
I've got one buddy who told me Paradise is awesome, and then I got another buddy who says he watched one episode, didn't like it. Oh, so
right.
I don't know.
All right, but no, you got three.
Because
you got your one plus me.
Yeah, but you and I don't really watch the same shows.
You guys are not you don't see
a lot of times we do.
Yeah. You and I kind of, but
Lioness
I might give it a
good.
Shot. I might give it a shot.
Yeah.
Lioness is fantastic.
It's very good. Does it have more than one season?
It's got two.
Oh.
And I
what
think,
a bonanza.
And I think they're producing season three right now.
Very good.
I'm a sucker for Love is Blind, which is on
I am not.
Netflix. And there was some controversy this year, so that's where they get... It's not really Love is Blind, though. My wife and I were watching it. I was like, well, whenever they reveal who's on the other side and they meet who they've fallen in love with and are going to get engaged to for the first time, it's never like some 500-pounder on the other side.
Right.
Like, they're bringing in all, you know, pretty good-looking singles, right?
Mm-hmm.
They should have a couple like really ugly dudes.
Right, because that would be a true test of Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Right.
But the controversy here is this one guy who was kind of I don't like to call him a short king because he's basically our height cakes, but he's short king, right?
All right.
He ends up picking this girl. They meet for the first time and then they separate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show her like a day later and she was like, something just didn't sit right.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought she recognized him from her Instagram.
Okay.
Or her Twitter or whatever it was, her social media, that the guy had apparently tried to follow her before. And so she then thinks, now they left this as kind of a cliffhanger.
Like
did you watch this, Valdez?
Is it like a stalker?
I mean, you're currently ruining it for me.
Oh, he didn't watch it. Well,
isn't this one of the biggest shows and it just came out a few days ago?
Yes.
Well, why are you ruining it?
Well, there's no, you don't know. It's just I'm going to ask these guys to interpret it. So she doesn't feel right about it because, you know, she kind of fell in love with this guy because he seemed to have all these things in line with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty good looking, okay? Probably a little out of his league,
so
to be honest with you.
So what you're saying is it's calculated. He knew
might
who
have,
she was.
Yes.
And he boned up on like her likes and dislikes. And
possibly.
She's like, oh, I can't believe I have so much in common with you. And it's because, hello, he's been cyber-stalking you. Is that kind of the gist of it?
Well, he either did that or just by coincidence, he starts hearing what this girl says, and he's like, oh, I think this girl that I followed, she's a smoke show. It wasn't really Love is Blind for him.
Got it. Yeah, I'm out on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Love is Blind. Like I had my phase with those shows. And,
for many years you had.
Of course. And then Valdez, he took the baton from me for a while, but I'm officially free and clear of those dating
shows.
Now,
what Valdez told me? And I was so proud of him because I've hyped up this show for a decade. He's like, I'm really into The Voice. He told me.
Well, he's into game shows in general.
Sure.
But he's really into The Voice. He's like, man, that when they do the...
I get
the
it.
Turn the chair bit.
I get
now
it.
You get it, right?
It's
really
it's hard
good.
To describe, but the chair turn, they found their gimmick.
It's a great gimmick.
Who are the,
they
are
do
the current
it all
judges?
The world. They have it in Australia. They have it in Europe. They have them all over.
That's essentially the gimmick of Love is Blind, EB, except I'm telling you, they don't have some 500-pound gorilla on the other side.
They should. They should.
Like a hot chick comes out and then she's like, ooh.
You know what you guys need to start watching is the Latin Temptation Island. That's what you need to start watching.
Why? Just because so many hotties?
Well, they're showing banging.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Yeah.
What do you
go
mean?
Look up, go look up my man Montoya.
I know what you're
and,
talking
and the drama,
about.
The trauma he's going
what
through.
Network? What network?
I don't know. I just watched the no, clips
but
online.
What he's talking about is funny because I haven't watched the show, but I know what he's talking about. They apparently on this show they bring this dude Montoya out to this huge monitor, like it's out by the ocean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, "Hey, look at what your girlfriend is doing while you're over here. Look, this is a video of your girlfriend."
They legit show her banging.
And she's like banging. She's in the hot tub, and he's like losing his ass. He's losing his mind. He's like crying. He's like ripping his shirt off.
I mean, yeah, he's screaming and running down
he's
the beach.
Going through it.
You have to explain how it works. And you have couples that go on.
Yeah,
this?
They have couples, and then they're on their side of the island, yeah. And then they have hot.
They split them up.
Yeah, they split
tempt
them up. Yeah, and they tempt them with hot sillies.
Is Mark Wahlberg the host?
I don't. It's the Latin one.
I don't know. I just see Temptation Island, New Paradise.
It's the Latin version, me man.
Nobody even
it's
knows what's
really
going on.
It's not really me, man.
Because it's in Spanish.
Yeah.
But it's not even like they're under the sheets like they would show on Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
This guy's jackhammering this girl.
Yeah.
You sent me the clip. You sent me the clip.
He sprints back to the cabana to like try to go find her, screaming her name. It's unbelievable.
Will you send me the clip?
Just type in Montoya on Twitter.
It's all over the place. And then he's punished because he went to the other island.
Yeah.
So as his girl's banging some other dude, all of the boys have to describe it to him. He can't watch it. So all of his counterparts,
Montoya,
are getting the third. He's getting the third degree from all his friends.
Oh yeah,
joning.
It's actually Montoya.
Joning.
Montoya's breaking the internet right now.
They got to get Montoya off this damn island. I mean, this is just detrimental.
He's down on his knees.
Yeah, they got guys playing his girl butt
like
a bongo. I swear it's butt bongo fiesta in the pool.
He can't believe what he's saying.
Yeah, he's
so they're showing
distraught.
Like they're showing like bedroom, and then he runs off. Is he running over there? To
yeah,
kick
he's
the guy's
running.
Ass?
He's running to get his girl.
Because
she's banging
feed?
It. Yeah, he's watching a live feed of her.
By the way, I'm reading. I didn't know anything about this. I'm reading. Here's a sentence from this article.
He's in a full Montoya. He looks like Usain Bolt.
Says Montoya is a reality TV animal, having previously appeared on The Language of Love. So that guy just bounces around on the dating shows.
I mean, it's just him running around the beach like, "Donde está? Donde está?
Where are you?"
I mean, yeah, they're showing. Okay, so they're showing under the cover banging is what they're doing. Yeah,
it's not banging, like Drab said. It's jackhammer.
Yeah. I mean, this is like stuff you'd
poor Montoya. Yeah.
It's Skinamax.
Yeah.
And then you have these. Then you have these silly.
Oh yeah, I see the jackhammer.
Yeah. You see the silly Latinos walking around in thongs with their butts out nonstop.
Is it only Montoya's girlfriend that's having sex everywhere?
Well, Montoya got his shot on the island, and you can see what he did.
What did he do?
He got his revenge.
After,
yes. And then she got all bitter at him for banging after she banged five dudes on her side of the island.
So Anita is the one who was cheating. So his girl Anita went to Temptation Island and she became a cheetah.
So hold on. But are the other couples doing this? Like, are they?
Not on the level of Montoya and his girl.
All right. Here's the full video of Montoya getting his revenge on Anita.
Oh yeah, and then she's crying in her mascara. She looks like a raccoon.
That's the one. She looks like she got punched in the face.
Yeah,
it's because the mascara is rolling down. Well, you did the same thing to him.
I know exactly.
How could you be so upset? Well, he definitely got his revenge.
Wow, it was in a pool too.
So, but the other couples, nothing's going on. This guy's stealing
them?
The show.
Yeah, they stole the show.
They're the stars. They're the superstars.
But we don't even know what network it's on or anything. Is it on like?
Couldn't tell you what
it
network
really just
it's
like
on.
Magically
Yo,
appears.
It's on Twitter. It's all over Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, my timeline is filled with Montoya.
That's
clips.
Where it is.
Yeah.
That's where it lives.
So it says that the U.S. version of Temptation Island lands on the streaming giant March 12th, hosted by Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, man, I hope we have blockbuster ratings, man. We need import Montoya.
I mean, there's no way.
Onto our island,
there's,
man.
There's no way the U.S. version is this
no,
graphic.
No, it can't be. It's impossible.
I remember
watching the original Temptation Island, And you're just like, it's insane. Like, it would be couples show up, mm-hmm. and they're on the bubble of a breakup or not, right? But they've been together for like a year or two. And then they split them up. And then
provide him with gallons of alcohol.
That's patently unfair. Like if you're on the bubble of the breakup and you're just getting plied with booze and chicks walking around in thongs,
and
like, right. Of course you're gonna break up. Of course you're gonna go
like,
over.
And then don't they even like bring them out almost like a beauty contest? So like they'll have like the four or five guys, right? The girls leave them, and their girls are doing the same thing on another island, right? But the guys will be there. They're supposed to be in these committed relationships, and then they'll bring in just hot babe after hot babe, and then they'll pick them, and then they'll be, you know, and then they'll have dates with them and that sort of thing. Yeah, I haven't watched a show
in
years.
Bickles, he's hooked.
No, I mean,
he's hooked on Spanish Temptation Island.
No, I would watch the uncensored version.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I would watch it, like, get rid of the covers. Let's see what's going on.
But see, that's why Netflix costs so much, bringing it back to the football. Right. Yeah, they want football, but they have to have all this other content out there.
Well, like you say, we all have Netflix.
Yeah, the people who don't are going to be really pissed.
But think about the average Joe that's grinding, that's just barely paying bills. They don't have
Netflix.
Wait
till it's $75 a month in 2029.
Right. That's coming at some point.
That's
going to keep going up.
I'm cutting that.
Not when the NFL shows up on it, you're not.
Well, you know what?
NFC package.
I'll miss a few games. I don't care. I ain't paying $75 a month for Netflix.
You know how Valdez and I and some of you guys, I think, might also, you know, have certain ways to get a lot of channels. It's like legal or whatever. It's some shady thing. I don't know, but it's mostly legal. I can't get Flow Sports. I want to watch your nephew.
Flow Sports,
I can't
the thing?
I got
to
pay for it.
You have to pay for that.
No, I know, but I'm supposed to have the thing that has everything. I can watch every pay-per-view of
You're
everything.
Supposed to have a workaround.
I can't watch JP's nephew play the home games because it's on Flow Sports.
Maybe I've never even heard of Flow Sports. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I've heard of it, and I think I've even paid for it once for one of my kids, but you know, I don't pay monthly for it. Might have paid it for one time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's supposed to be on our thing, Drabby Valdez.
Send off not that many people email. Are dying to watch Villanova against
Yale.
Yeah,
I have so many crappy networks on that thing. There's so many channels.
I don't have that thing.
Yeah, well, you're missing
I don't
out.
Have that thing either. Maybe I need to get that
Are
thing.
They clear? Are they grainy? Well, I mean, what's the...
There's no downside. The only downside that I find is that it's streaming stuff, so it's like maybe a minute behind.
A minute behind.
So like, I don't like delayed. To watch the NFL a minute behind.
Right.
I had a thing in the late 90s where I could get all the channels, including Spice.
It's very similar.
Vivid or whatever was
we get porno
around back
on thing?
Then.
Oh, we don't get porno. Yeah, that's the only thing.
That is a downside. That hurts a little.
How do they not have porno?
Yeah, that's a great question. Look into that. Yeah. All right, coming up in about an hour, we'll be joined by Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, senior NHL writer for them. We'll talk Four Nations Face-Off, and more with him at 8:45.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.